ball, let's do this!
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tomb raiding couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 18th, 2013.
And this is episode 99.
I had to. Sorry.
What? You smacked your lips like three times before you started.
No, because if I didn't do that, I would have stuttered over two.
Oh.
So I already know. See, that's a stuttering mechanism. See, didn't know that.
I knew you had your ways of working around it and stuff like that. So... maybe one day. Do you think that'd be something you would want to talk about on the show?
I can talk about it anytime. I am not embarrassed by it anymore.
Yeah.
It took me close to 30 years, but
yeah,
I'm pretty cool with it.
Right.
Most people don't even know I stutter.
I know. A lot of people don't realize that you do stutter. And I remember when we started the podcast, at one point, I think you did you want me to edit out the stutter?
Yes, I think we actually did the first couple of ones.
Well, that was okay. So just kind of give you a little our listeners. Well, before we even get into it, let's say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
What is going on, everybody? What is up, chat room? What is going on, listeners? That music you heard when we first started is from Pretty Lights Music. Those guys are doing great. They got lot of stuff planning. I really appreciate those guys letting us use their music for our intro and outro. If you're looking for some music like that and you love it, we've been using it for almost 2 years now. If you enjoy it, check them out at prettylikesmusic.com. So they have great albums out there for you to pay what you would like. So we just want to say a quick hello to Bronco Hando, Ever Studios, Old Man Franks, and Rusting Willpower.
Hey,
thanks for
everyone,
for being out here. So we're gonna jump back where we were getting ready to start. So a lot of people don't realize that you do have a stutter.
Yes, I do.
You
know?
And a lot of times people would think that you wouldn't want to do a podcast.
Right.
Because of that. But you are a strong woman that I love very much.
Yes, not to say that I wasn't extremely nervous.
Right, right.
About it, but
right. So the reason I started laughing was because before I brought the music down, I heard you know.
Yep.
Smack your lips.
I heard myself do that.
Right,
well.
And I was like, she's never done that before. I was like, Renee never has done that before. She usually doesn't. When we first started recording, we both were lip smacking a lot. You know, and the mic and everything else and all the other stuff. And so we stopped and we did a lot of and everything else. But apparently.
I'm sure I still occasionally.
Everybody does and there's nothing wrong with that. So what was it that you were doing? So you said you were.
Yeah. So a lot of times, a lot of stutterers, what helps them is to have vocalizations before you start. So if you hear that, it leads you into the word and you don't stutter as much. That's why a lot of stutterers, they'll start saying or ah before. They actually have the device that you could put in your ears, and it actually echoes everything you say, and it helps people to stop stuttering. But the more you use it, the less effective it is.
Have you used it before?
No.
Okay.
It probably costs a lot of money. I don't even know what it costs. But I'm not bad enough to go that route.
Right. So, I lost my train of thought for a second there. I know. So you have to have kind of like running words or words like you know, if you didn't stutter on why,
right,
you'd be like, why hello? So you won't say
that would help. Yeah,
that would help. Okay. Well, I know this. Yeah. And so I know some of our listeners don't, yeah, and stuff like that.
But I used to answer the phone yellow.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the only way I could answer it. So I'm sure some people thought I was a little nuts.
Nah. Yellow. What up? What's going on? Or you could answer the phone like this.
Got a job for you. I got a job.
I could. I should try that the next time a telemarketer calls. I'm like, sup.
I got a job for you. I got a job.
And they probably hang up.
They'll be like, you do. So let's go ahead and jump right into our
the weekend wrap up.
So we took a long weekend this weekend.
Yep.
Because Friday was our illustrious host, co-host, Renee Valentine. It was her birthday.
My birthday where I turned old.
Her birthday where she turned, quote, air quotes, old.
I was telling people this is the birthday that when I was a kid, it seems like this is the cutoff.
34
is into old. It's going to. I don't know why. Why I don't 34? Have a,
yeah.
I don't have, I mean, if a you said good, like, you
see,
know,
see, in my mind, if you said 35,
well, I mean, that's because you have a very
organized,
yes,
mind.
Yes, so I'm not surprised that that's what you would think.
Like 35, 40, you know, the fives and the O's, you mm-hmm. know, like that. They could, you know, I could see where they would, where they could be a, you know, a cutoff. But right. 34 just seems very odd. It's like saying 17, you know, yeah, is when you get old.
Actually, I think that's the age where you start to get more grown up. An adult is 17.
It depends on the person.
I suppose.
It depends on the person, if you ask me. Sometimes, but, I wonder sometimes, like this year I turned 30. What about, I'm 37 now, or 30, am I 38?
You're 37, I believe. I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm 37.
Yeah,
I'm 37.
Now? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 37 now because right now I am 3 years older than you, and then I turned 38 in June.
And you'll be 4 years older than me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I think it's sad that I don't know his age. I think it's even worse that you don't know your own age.
I think after, honestly, to be truthful, I think after 35 is when you, I know for me, after 35, I just stopped knowing how old I am. I just know I'm in the 35 to 40 bracket.
I have to use a trick to, like, the last number of the current year, the last number of my age is one more than that.
So. Right. So I was born in 75. So for me, I could just say, I could go off of that. So I could go two away. So, you know, I would say, okay, I'm not, it's not June yet, so I'm 37. So
it's 2013. Mm-hmm. So I'm turning 34. That's how right. I remember. It's sad that I have to remember my birthdays like that. I think it's because life speeds up when you get a little older.
I guess.
It seems like it does.
So what did we do for your birthday weekend?
We took 2 days off.
2 days.
Which is awesome. And that was a really good idea. We took Friday off and Monday off.
Yep.
Friday was my birthday. I had the best wake up to a birthday I've ever had. So,
really? What was that? Ooh, do tell.
Do tell. Well, it was supposed to be my day to take the dogs out in the morning, but Jay was really sweet and took them out for me. And then I slept in and I woke up. Jay was gently waking me up and he said, and the first thing he said was, "Would you like to take a breakfast in bed, my lady?"
Would you care for breakfast in bed, my lady?
Like a Downton Abbey style. Mm-hmm. And he had a wonderfully ripe banana, just the way I like it.
Yep.
And an apple crunch muffin.
Yep, apple crunch
from
muffin.
Panera. And let me tell you, this muffin was so good. I was just amazed, and I was like, "Oh my god, it was so good."
Now hold on for a second.
Yes,
and pause real quick because OMF said I equal Carson, And I do not want to be Carson, dog.
Why not?
I want to be.
He knows everything.
I want to be, what's his name? The pimp. The player. Bam.
Who?
The one whose wife died.
Oh, the one who's with, what's her face now?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Bates.
Yeah. Why can I be Mr. Bates?
Why do you, Mr. Bates? I think he actually did it though. You don't want to be a,
you think he did it?
I think he has a dark side. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't want to be, I guess I'll be Carson. You know what? Carson, he's coming around. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Jeff and Hondo both said Master Bates.
Oh yeah. Nothing wrong with Master Bates, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. He brewed me some tea as well. And he would not let me do anything that whole day. I swear. He was like waiting on me hand and foot. And I was just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to top this for Jay's birthday? It's going to be tough. So he was very sweet all day.
I can tell you how.
And So it was a really, really, really great day. I play video games a lot. Lots of Tomb Raider.
Yep. Which is why we're the Tomb Raiding couple.
That is why we're the Tomb Raiding couple.
What does that mean? Does that mean that Jay may have beat Tomb Raider? Or maybe he hasn't?
Or maybe he's just played it.
I don't know. Ooh. We'll find out. So.
And then. Go ahead. What do we do?
And then on Friday.
Friday night.
Friday. Then we went and picked up a bed. We got a new bed.
But that was Saturday, right?
No.
Oh.
We did that before.
Oh, wow.
So
Friday.
For Devana's birthday party.
Okay. So we needed a new bed because we decided to get a new mattress and we were going to put our old bed in the guest room. So now if people come visit us, we actually have a bed to sleep in. Yep. Actual bed, not an air bed. So, come on out to the Valentine Homestead.
Yep.
So, we ended up getting a bed from Costco, believe it or not.
Yep.
They have awesome deals. We saved about $300.
About $300. And then the warranty that comes with the mattress from Costco, is not prorated.
Right.
So basically if there's a problem with the mattress or anything like that, we can take it back to Costco. And it's a Sealy mattress, you know. And so we got a nice Sealy mattress. Mm-hmm. It's really thick, has the memory foam on top. I'm getting used to that.
Yeah.
Because the memory foam on the top, it kind of makes it warm.
And I am the worst person to take mattress shopping because I can sleep on any
Renee's
surface.
Like, Renee,
I'm Renee like, it feels the same. It feels the same.
Feels the same. Feels I can same. Sleep on it. I can sleep on it. It feels the same. It feels the same.
So Jay has to be the one to say, okay, I don't want this one. It really doesn't matter.
Well, I don't want to get, you know, a cheap mattress and then 2 years down the road, we're looking to buy another. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I was trying to get away from. So we did that. And then after we brought the mattress in and moved the mattresses around and all the other stuff, we got ready for Cousin Devana's 16th birthday party.
Yeah, we were going to do a little drive-by.
Yep.
Since she was having her party. We walked in there, and let me tell you, I felt so old.
Yeah.
They were playing all this music. I had no idea what it was. I knew maybe one song, and I was like, oh, no. This is so bad. And so I started to feel like the old person, the young people party. So I now know what that feels like. It's not a great feeling.
Really?
Feeling.
You know, I think because I'm older now.
Yes.
It doesn't bother me anymore. And I think, you know, your cousin, my cousin Devana, she's cool and everything else. And she, total respect. I will say the kids were very respectful and everything else. And they knew how to laugh and have fun and stuff like that. So,
and Kim gave me a birthday dance.
She did.
Oh, my sister Kim. She gives the most amazing prizes and presents. She did a 10-second birthday dance for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. So thanks, Kim. You rock.
Right. So we did that. And then after we left the birthday party, we went to BW3's because we spent probably like an hour trying to figure out where we were going to eat. So we went to BW3's, and I did not know that the Louisville Cardinals were playing at this time in the Big East semifinals.
Big mistake.
And that it has been since 2005, 2006, since I've been in a sports bar when a local team has been playing. Now, I know some people may say BW3 is not a sports bar, but you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. So went to BW3's and Lord, everybody yelling, you know, every time a shot get made, hey!
And it was loud.
It was extremely loud.
And I just, I was like, all right, that was a bad. This was the bad time to come to BW3's.
It was. And I would avoid it, but you know, it was all good. We had fun and whatnot. So, and then Saturday, we had your birthday dinner.
We did. My mom has started this thing. This is pretty new thing.
I think relatively new. Well, this started with, I believe, Demetrius.
Yeah. So I'm the third person.
Probably, if I'm thinking right.
Because
no, you're second.
Second. I'm the second person. So right. She says, I'll fix you whatever you want. Right. You get, it's like the equivalent of a last meal before you're about to get killed, except that you're not. So, for my meal, I picked ham, collard greens, black eyed peas, rice, and macaroni and cheese. And it was awesome.
It was great.
It was really good.
It was.
My mom's cooking. Oh, that macaroni and cheese was
really good.
It was off the chain this time. Woo!
Yep.
This is cracker.
Yeah, because the last time you had it, I fixed it. So
it was good when you fixed it.
I know. I'm just pointing out.
So it was nice. We got to chill with my family, laughing, talking, and that's always a good time to be had with the Crocker family. And Deidre calling the phones. Everybody was talking and Deidre was there. It was kind of nice.
Passing around and everything else. So
my family was a little nutty.
Yeah. It was a great time. It definitely was a great time. And so,
So the rest of our weekend was taken up by video games.
Yep. Which we will talk about.
And movies.
Yep. And which we will talk about right after the
Technology.
All right, so last week in tech, there was a lot of stuff that was going on. So Renee, let's drop it down.
I found this out early.
Drop it down.
Drop it down to the ground. I found out that Twitter is readying a music app, a standalone music app.
Really?
And I saw this in the news. I thought it was really interesting. And I'll put this in the chat room.
I can do that.
Okay. So they actually acquired the music discovery service We Are Hunted, which I've never heard of. And it's using its technology to build a standalone music app. It's going to be called Twitter Music. So,
Twitter Music.
Twitter Music. And I don't know exactly what, you know, if they're going to build any of the technology for Twitter into that.
Right.
It's going to be like a social thing, I believe. Mm. It's an app built for discovering new music.
Really?
Like that. Mm. But sometimes I don't always want to discover new music. Just give me the music that I want. So be on the lookout for the new music app. It could be the next great thing for all I know. So.
Yep, MySpace, you know.
Yep.
And then also there's been an app that we talked about a little bit, probably a couple of shows ago called the Mailbox app, you know, and the Mailbox app is an app that helps us. Well, it helps me. I'm not sure if you're still using it or not.
No.
Basically, it helps you manage your email. What it allows me to do is to see me when I get email in, I want to be able to categorize and say, I'm going to get to that tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, later down the road, and stuff like that. And it actually helps me out a lot. That's how I treat my email.
Right.
So basically, it allows me, if I get an email from Grasshopper saying, pick your box up on Thursday, I can swipe my finger across the app and say, remind me on Thursday.
Right.
You know, and it'll pop up and say, you know, Grasshopper email, and I look at it. And then I say, oh, that's right, I have to pick up my box on Thursday, you know. For people that use their email as archives and history, like See, let me preface this.
Okay.
I'm an email administrator. I'm a do messaging technology type stuff. So I am the one that loves an empty mailbox because email means money. You know what I'm saying?
Email means money?
If emails are stored because of hard drive space and everything else, you know what I'm saying? So I manage my box so it's empty. Now, there are people that, like Renee, there are people like
me,
90% of the other users out there, other people that use email, for storage. But I will say you probably don't have another way to keep that email somewhere else. See, at work it's different because you have SharePoint, you know, and other spaces. And the thing is, I'm getting a little techie here. Well, not a little techie. Hard drive space. Okay. Everybody's like, well, when I go to Google, I get 10 gigs of email and it's free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, Google has, you know, billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And they also have like advertising dollars. They're also making money when you're checking your email, just like everybody else. But the hard drives that we use are pretty expensive hard drives that we use for our servers for email. They're just not like, you know, this 1 terabyte hard drive cost me $50. It's not like that. You know, we go and get like 100 terabyte hard drives and, you know, some of them cost, you know, $5,000 to $10,000, right. You know, so, but yeah, it's, you know how it goes. So,
I don't use my email as a list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's just not what comes in.
Right.
I mean, I started to use the filters just in general to make my inbox look neater.
Right. Okay.
I just have to remember to go and look at the sides to see because I have mine going automatically.
Oh, okay.
Because once I'm done with them, I just delete them and I don't need them anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So I have to be sure to look and see the new ones. But yeah, I don't use my email that way. I tried it and didn't make sense to me. So I just like, meh, I'm done. So, but Jay, so do you use it all the time or just sometimes?
Oh, I use it all the time.
So do you ever look at your Gmail or do you only look at your mail on your iPhone?
I still look
at
my Gmail, but my mailbox is usually zero.
Okay.
So, but yeah. But if there's something I need to schedule for later, I have to, you know, use my app for it. So, but yeah, that's the mailbox app. And then let's have like a 2 second moment of silence for, our dear friend, Google Reader. Okay. And
that is so, you don't know. Okay. So, to be fair, I need to say this before Jay tells me.
I'm done.
Jay told me this was going to happen eventually. He didn't say when.
He said this year.
He said you didn't know for sure it was going to be this year.
Okay.
But he was guessing this year. He just happened to be right. Google Reader has closed its doors. A little pop-up came out of my Google Reader, which I use every day for hours at a time. I'll just put that up there. Every day. Mm-hmm. I use that more than my email, I think, most of the time.
I believe it.
A little pop-up said, it'll be ending the Google Reader service on July the 3rd or July 13th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, babe, it's going away. She was like, I told you.
I did.
You did. And that day, the internet went into a little panic.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Everybody was mad because they're actually getting rid of some projects to focus more on other projects like Google Plus. Guys, Google Plus. They canned Reader to focus more on Google Plus. Does this make sense to anybody? No, it doesn't because Google Plus, hardly anybody uses it. And
now you're saying that off of, you're basing it off of what?
What about nobody using it?
Right.
Off of
yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just fair.
I'm just saying there's so many other places to share information. You don't really need Google Plus.
And maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to push people to use Google
because
Plus more.
I got tired of posting information 3 different places. It was ridiculous. So I was like, I'm done. Most of the time, I just post information on Twitter and occasionally on Facebook if I send it over. So I will miss it. I was looking for a replacement. I wanted something simple, the same format as Reader. Mm-hmm. Reader just has read, unread, button. It tells you your categories. Right. That's it. So I wanted that.
Right.
So I tried Feedly.
Okay.
And at first I was like, oh, this is nothing like I want. It have all these magazine views and I didn't want that. But I did find the view I wanted and it's working out good.
Great.
So at least I have a replacement. But I have to find out how to get my starred, the ones I starred in Google Reader, if I could somehow port that. Probably not. But they use tags, which I actually like more than the Google Reader. The Reader had stars. You could star one to save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Feedly has tags, so you can tag it and put it in little categories to save for later. So check it out if you want a replacement. I also had heard of Good Old News.
Good old Reader.
Good Old Reader.
Something like that. It's in beta right now.
Good Old News Reader or something like that. Right. So yeah, there's that.
Yep. And then you've been trying out a nice little, you're getting ready to start a new app.
Right. So I wanted to boot up Tomb Raider 2 and because I wanted to play all of them again.
Right.
And I discovered that my Xbox 360, it doesn't work so well. And it made me sad. And then I booted up 3. Same thing. Same thing with 4, I think, too. The Revelations or whatever. So I went looking for a mapping software, and I found one called Joy2Key. I just started to input stuff into it, and I have a YouTube video with some kid explaining how to do it, but I think it's gonna work.
Okay.
And so I'll be super excited. So I get to play 2 for the first time in about 15 years probably.
Nice.
So we'll see how that goes. I bet you I can play 1 with it too if I wanted to get back to the old school one.
Nice.
Which I don't want to.
Okay.
But so those are some little technology stuff for this week.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
And so with this weekend, we didn't get around to watching our show, Ape to Man.
I wanted to.
I did too.
But we had gaming to do.
Well,
I mean,
it wasn't just gaming.
Yeah.
We watched all of Smash.
Yes, we watched every single Smash
that was
current.
7 or 8 hours.
Yes.
Of Smash. We're catching up on Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're catching up on a lot of the other
shows.
So we didn't get to it.
But
did we watch a movie? Did I rent a movie? Oh, yeah, we watched. Yeah.
I have it on here.
Yep, we did
We're
watch
gonna
a movie.
Talk about it. So, since we did do Ape to Man is going to go bye-bye. but it'll still get watched. I love documentaries,
right,
especially ones about evolution. So the movie for next week, do you have it up? You ready?
No,
ready?
Because I got... Somebody wants to... What?
Somebody wants to what?
I am male. What are you viewing this from? I'm viewing this from home.
Are you doing...
How many hours do you spend online daily? 3
what
plus.
What is that?
It was...
Is that Netflix?
Yeah.
Doing a survey?
Yeah.
Did you tell them to fix their crap?
What?
What? Who's calling?
Congratulations. You have been selected to take part in our anonymous survey.
Didn't I go to Netflix?
Did you not go to Netflix? Because I'm on Netflix now. I think you might have typed something in wrong.
Okay. That was weird. I went to Netflix. Maybe I typed it wrong. Because it's like, congratulations. You are
That's so funny.
100,000 visitors today.
Oh, please.
Or something.
Yeah, that was so not Netflix.
So, yeah, Jay gets trolled by a mistyping. All right, so I have my list up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good. 88.
Oh, wait a minute. Did we have, who was wanting to, Hando?
Oh, Hando, are you in, actually, screw that 88.
Hold up, we keep 88 just in case.
But keep 88 just in case. But Hando, are you in WoW? Because I know you said you could roll random for us. And if he's in WoW, we can do it. And we're going to give him a little time to answer because we're a little behind.
Yep.
But or we could go on and come back to Hando.
Nah.
If you want to do that.
If he's not there. I mean, we're not. If he's not in WoW, then.
Well, see, I don't even know if he's in WoW or not. That's what I'm saying.
If he's listening. But he's not there.
Okay.
He was there. So, all right. So 88. Daddy daycare.
Oh, no.
Have you seen that before?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
This was a movie I was not too interested in seeing.
It's Eddie Murphy, babe.
This is Eddie Murphy after he got not as funny. And you know it's true. So, Daddy Daycare.
Yep. Daddy Daycare.
This is horrible.
When a conscientious father loses his lucrative .com job and faces economic ruin, he joins two friends and opens a business called Daddy Daycare. There's Jeff Garland's in it. That's the dude from, what's his name? I don't know. From Daddy Daycare.
Garland?
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen him before in my life.
And there was somebody else in there, too.
Nope, I've never seen him. He was in Paranorman and WALL-E.
Yep.
Toy Story
3. So, Daddy Daycare. How excited are you about that?
I am so excited. Can't you hear it in my voice? I'm jumping up and down.
The reason that is on my list. So, you guys know how we do movies by chance. We have a nice assortment of movies on our list. Horrible. Good. All right. What the... WTF movies and stuff like that. We have them on there. And the reason that one is on there is because Renee, we were going through and you said you never seen it and I threw it on the list.
Yeah. Even if it's a bad movie and I've never seen it, but I'll tell you one thing that we always seem to conveniently not watch is horror movies. Why is that, Jay?
It's not just horror movies.
It's other
movies.
No, but okay. Every time it's a horror movie, Renee. That one seems to be okay. Hey. I'm just saying that one, we haven't watched a horror movie in a long time.
Well, we haven't rode for one.
The times we have, nothing. Okay. Anyway, so Daddy Daycare. There are several people in the chat room who claim that that's not going to get done.
Okay.
We're going to do it.
You want to what they do in the movie Silver Lining Playbook?
Parlay?
You want to do a parlay? Let's do a parlay. Let's do a parlay, bitches.
Are we betting money?
No, we're not betting money.
Okay. So, all right. So, what's the other bet?
We're going to watch Ape to Man too.
So we lose the bet if we don't watch both of those.
Yep.
But nobody gets any money. So there you go.
We win the internet.
We win the internet, all of them. Speaking of Silver Linings Playbook,
Sup, I got a job for you.
Speaking of Silver Linings Playbook, I actually wanted to see this. I've been trying to avoid anything about it because I wanted to see it without, you know, knowing what's going to happen. I had heard it was about a stripper. It is not about a stripper. I don't know where I heard that from, but it is not about a stripper. Yeah. It stars Bradley Cooper and Louisvillian, Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm in love with a stripper.
And as I'm sure you know, Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress for her role.
Mm-hmm.
Lead actress. It was very, very good, actually.
It was.
I actually enjoyed it. Bradley Cooper has a history of playing fluff roles.
Yep.
In these romantic comedies. So this is one that has some meat in it. So maybe he's growing out of those. So go check it out. We saw it in the movie theater because it was still there. So we actually went to the movies, which is
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
And then Saturday night, we watched Beast of the Southern Wilds. This is a movie that starred the 9-year-old girl that was
Quesnae or something like that.
Yeah, Quesnae Malavie.
Mm-hmm. I actually read on Wikipedia that her first name is a combination of her mom and dad's name, and that's her mom and dad's first names, and then a name that means angel in Swahili or something.
Oh, okay. Combined together. Because her parents are African.
Are they? I don't know.
I would assume.
I don't think
If the name, did they just combine the names and then it just happened to be Swahili?
No. They combine the names. And then the last part, Jhené, means angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Her, let's see.
So we watched Beast of the Southern Wild.
I was about to tell you what the name.
Well, I was trying to fill in instead of going,
Her mom's name is Quilindria.
Okay.
And her dad's name is Vinji. So Kuvin is from her mom and dad's name.
Okay.
And Jhené means fairy in Swahili.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. So we watched that. That was a, pretty good. It was good. It was very artistic.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of room in there for, you know,
it's your interpretation as well.
For your interpretations, like, oh, what is the beast at this time? You know, what is this? What is that? You know,
so much thinking.
You know, there's a whole lot of thinking. You know. Extreme, and I want to just jump back real quick. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I did enjoy about Silver Linings Playbook was the diversity of the cast.
Right.
You know, because it just wasn't a lot of times when you see some of these movies, you see, you know, if it's, you know, a prominent white family, you see a lot of just white folks that don't have black friends, or they just happen to be in a place where it's just a lot of white people. They don't see black people. They don't see Indian people. They don't see Hispanic people or anything else. One of the things that I really liked about Silver Linings Playbook was that Bradley Cooper had a black friend. Just happened to be Chris Tucker.
Yes.
And then there was an Indian guy.
Was he Indian?
He was an Indian guy.
Sure.
Arabic guy, I guess.
He was, no, we don't even know what he is.
The doctor. I'm talking about the doctor.
Oh, yes, he was Indian.
Right. And then he had another, his doctor was Arabic, and he had a prominent role, and he wasn't playing, you know, the typical Indian type guy. When you say Indian, we're talking about the nation, not Native Americans here.
Yeah.
And then, or Scott would say, dot, not feather, you know.
Yes.
So sorry to our listeners out there. We love you. And then he also had, I think his other friend was Hispanic. He looked Hispanic.
Yeah, he was not white.
He was not white.
Okay, so we're just say that.
Yeah.
He was not white.
So he was of Latino descent.
Maybe.
He looked to be of Latino descent. So.
Well, people have said the same thing about me, so
yeah.
You need to.
Well, he could have been black then. So.
He
could have had two black friends.
I got two black friends.
I got two. I'm over quota. But so that was one of the things that I really appreciate about Silver Linings Playbook, that they were, to me, more realistic, you know, because, like I said, everybody wasn't beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And it's crazy. It's like some of these movies, you don't see a single black person, and they'll be in, like, a bustling city with no black people in the city. It's really odd.
Right.
But, that was really good. And Amy watched another movie.
Yep.
We watched three movies. So does that make up for us not watching?
That's what I'm saying.
Our other movie?
We watched some movies, doggone it. We watched Alex Cross with, doggone it, Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Madea. Playing Alex Cross. The name of the movie was Alex Cross, based off the book Cross, which isn't the first book from that that series.
And it, what is it?
It's like
Morgan Freeman played it in the first one. Along Came a Spider. That's what it
was. And then he also played another movie. There was two that he did from the Cross series. But Tyler Perry did actually a pretty good job.
Yeah, I was actually impressed. I think this is the first major role for him that's been serious that hasn't been.
No, he was Ensign in Star Trek.
I said major role. That's what I said. If you
no, I'm pretty. No, he played a major role in the movie with Janet Jackson. It was a romedy. So
okay, where a serious.
You're talking about intense action.
Yeah, intense action.
I mean, there are a lot of actors.
What did he play with Dana? Oh, that one where they're like, they went off to the beach or whatever.
Yep. Well, I mean, it was a serious role. I'm just saying.
It was a serious role. You have a point.
So, hey, you said it wasn't any. I was just telling you that there were. A lot of people just think that he does Madea, which is a big part of what he does.
Okay, mainstream movie. That movie was not mainstream.
Alex?
No. Alex Cross was.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you say so. I mean, so you're saying any show, any movie by Lionsgate isn't mainstream? Is that what you're saying?
Where did I say that?
Because all of his movies that are out are by Lionsgate.
But that isn't okay. Let's look at how logic works. Because all of Tyler movies by Lionsgate are not mainstream, does not mean all movies by Lionsgate.
But why are you saying that his movies aren't mainstream?
Because they're not widely watched by. All right, most of his movies are mainly watched by African American audiences. True or false?
Yeah.
There you go, including that movie.
So you're saying what African American people watch isn't mainstream? That's what you're saying.
No.
Listen.
What only primarily African American people watch? Then yes, that is not considered mainstream. Because when people break into mainstream, it's breaking out of they're breaking down walls and barriers, and. And his previous movies just kind of stayed in the African American community. True or false?
Yeah, because white folk wasn't trying to watch it.
That's what. Okay.
But that doesn't mean
it doesn't.
That doesn't mean it's not mainstream.
Mainstream means you've made it to the other side. That's what mainstream means. You don't do it to be mainstream, but it's just that's just because music. They talk about going mainstream as being on. The pop charts and all that. So, yeah. So, all right. Woo.
I don't know.
Look at us getting heated.
I'm looking it up. What does it mean to be mainstream?
You see how he tries to...
The ideas, attitudes, or activities that are regarded as normal or conventional. The dominant trend in opinion, fashion, or the arts.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Okay, fine. You don't have to.
I don't know.
We can agree to disagree.
I wonder what our listeners think. I mean, of course they're gonna agree with you because you're prettier than I am.
That's not how it works.
Oh, that's how it works.
That is so not how it works.
That is how it works. So, but I don't know. That is something to think about. I mean, because I think, I mean, to me, I feel now Jonathan Colton, John Anilio. MC Frontalot, all them folks, I don't think they're mainstream because they're not known common among people, just normal people. Just like if I go to work and say, hey, Todd, yeah, I'm listening to Jonathan Colton, he'd be like, who is that?
He's not mainstream.
But if I go say, Todd, do something to Tyler Perry, he'd be like, oh, is that that guy that do Mother Dia or whatever? I'm not saying one guy. I'm just saying in general.
It's a sliding scale, and that's true. Jonathan Colton is not in his bubble at all. Tyler Perry is in it a little bit.
So,
but Tyler Perry is more in other people's bubbles. So, than, you know.
So the mainstream. So for you, you think Tyler Perry is not mainstream? For you,
he's getting there, but he didn't. No.
I'm just saying. Now, when he was doing the plays, he wasn't mainstream.
Okay, but so plays aren't mainstream.
No, because he was on the. Quit checking your phone, please.
No, it's just okay.
Quit checking your phone,
please. No. It was serious.
I know it was serious. I saw it, but you don't have to be all like, "Look, everybody, I'm checking my phone during the podcast because I'm having a serious conversation." See, this is how it is when we have a discussion. Renee gets antsy and stuff, and she starts fiddling with her electronics because I'm being serious about this. So, when he was doing the play in the Chitlin Network, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When he was doing the Chitlin Network, now that's not mainstream.
Okay? No, because it's Chitlins.
It's Chitlin Network because it's that southern states. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when he went and did a movie, when he did a movie to Lionsgate, to me and to a lot of other people, he was then considered mainstream because he had.
So if you make a movie, it's mainstream.
He had Lionsgate backing him on a movie. Yes.
So Poetic Justice was mainstream.
I think so. I think Poetic Justice was mainstream.
We are going to agree to disagree.
Okay.
Because we do not. And it's good that we don't think the same thing. We are not robots.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. I can't believe we digressed all the way to mainstream.
Yep. And so it did.
So we also got, we also watched the first two episodes of the season of a show that I really like called Revenge. Why I have only seen two episodes of it? Because I have too much other crap to watch.
Right.
So Revenge is really good and it's a show about revenge.
Oh yeah.
But it's kind of cheesy, but I like it. It's mm-hmm. like a amped up soap opera with killings, lots of killings.
Yeah. Yep. So
yeah. It's good. Yep. So go check it out if you like I'm gonna get you sucker type movies.
Which is not mainstream. Not
like the movie I'm gonna get you sucker about movies is where they say I'm gonna get you sucker. Anyway. Which I wonder how many people know that movie in our audience.
It's not mainstream.
It is not mainstream. You're absolutely correct.
I think it is mainstream.
Oh my gosh.
I think a Spike Lee movie is mainstream.
Can we not continue this? We already agreed we're not gonna.
Especially if they get recognized in media and stuff. I want one rib. I just want one rib. And then also coming up, on the 31st of March, Game of Thrones.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Okay. And then April 7th is the 2-hour premiere of Mad Men.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah!
So we went ahead and we picked up HBO so we can get ready for not Gears of War but Game of Thrones, and then so yeah, I mean just more TV is just piling on. But luckily, Walking Dead is done in 2 weeks.
Right. Walking Dead was okay.
Yep.
It wasn't my favorite focus.
Right.
For the story, but it wasn't bad.
Right.
It didn't end the way I wanted it to.
And then also this weekend Renee finished Tomb Raider.
What? I did. I didn't get 100% completion because I didn't go back and get the other stuff. But yeah, I reached the end of the story. Let me say, that game is my game of the year. And I know it's only March, but other games are going to have to come hard to beat that. That game was amazing.
Yep. And then I also finished Tomb Raider today.
Yeah, and he finished it in less time than I finished it. He finished it in like 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, I got it on Friday from Steam, and then I finished it today about 5 o'clock. But yeah, so I think the thing said I spent like, I don't know, I have to look, see how many hours I spent playing it. But it was great. I had a good time. It felt good to finish a game. And
yeah, and I actually watched him play a lot, which is really awesome, especially when he's trying to figure out a puzzle and I'm watching his mind work. It's pretty awesome.
Because it's ugly when my mind is working. It's actually right here. If you're watching the video, it's like this.
He does not make that face. But there were some puzzles he got way faster than me. And there are some puzzles that took a little longer. That's just how it is. But let me say, he's a better Tomb Raider player than I am.
Whatever.
And I've been playing for years. And this is his first time playing a game on the PC with a controller that much, right?
Yeah, play a game all the way through with the controller, yeah.
So, I'm proud of you.
So, you have some woes here, babe. You have some woes. So, what's going on?
I do have some woes. Let me find where my woes are.
Some Tomb Raider woes?
Oh.
Or is that solved now?
It might be solved with the key. So, as I said previously, since I finished the new Tomb Raider, and as I said before, I finished Tomb Raider Anniversary, which is just a redone version of one. I wanted to boot up two because two was the one I played first when I was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
Booted it up because I heard it had Xbox controller support and it did not. I was like, fine. And plus, the modeling was pretty ugly. Lara looked like a Lego character. No joke. And her bazoongas were like
bazoongas.
Triple M's or something crazy. It, like, they were It was nuts.
It's like, yeah, boy. Did like McDonald like, arches on her chest.
It's like, why did she not fall over?
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, so that didn't work. And Tomb Raider 3, same thing. Tomb Raider Revelations, which is the fourth one, same thing. So I was like, I'm not going to skip all these games just because it doesn't have native Xbox 360 controller support. So I downloaded software called Joy to Key. And Joy to Key, I talked about earlier, you can map keyboard keys to your controller. So okay. I'm going to try that out, and I'll tell you all how it goes.
Sweet, sweet. I just want to just point out your light is facing off to the side just to kind of help you out.
Why are you just now telling me
this? I just happened to see that, and I was wondering why you're going in and out. And then also, we pre-ordered Gears of War Judgment, which comes out tomorrow. So I'll be picking that up. The plan is that I'll be playing that, and I'm sure you'll probably play it too. But the plan is for me to play that along with Jason and Rob from the Go Mad podcast, from the Grumpy Old Man. So this will be my first co-oping with the guys from Go Mad on an Xbox game.
So I have never been a big fan of military type shooters, and I'm not, you know, I don't know why, because I like first person shooters. I like Halo.
What's the third person shooter?
Third person?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
it's like Tomb Raider.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah, but it's like Mass Effect, right?
Yeah.
So yep. I don't know why I don't like them, but I'm gonna try it again. Maybe it was a particular game that turned me off of it. So.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll be picking that up tomorrow. And then I'll be playing with the fellas to see how that goes and stuff. So, yeah. And then you want to talk about the Walking Dead video game that we saw at GameStop?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I just saw an advertisement for the Walking Dead video game, and it's based off of the TV series, and it's coming out tomorrow.
It's already out, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I think it's already out. So I don't know anything about it. It could be good. It could be bad. I have no idea. So it's by Activision, and Jay kind of grumbled when he heard that.
I didn't grumble.
Yes, you did grumble.
Yeah.
You said,
I was like,
See, yeah, that's a grumble.
Yep.
So, I'm gonna take a look at that because,
because it was $29 new.
So you're basing how good a game is by the price.
And it's a GameStop exclusive. Okay. GameStop exclusive.
Come on, Jay. Stop being so prejudiced.
Okay.
Against GameStop games.
The fridge is not prepared.
I should take over the soundboard. You're horrible.
You should. Definitely should. So this week, which is this is week 37.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Right.
All right. So I lost, my weight loss was 1.4 pounds this week. I am down 89.6 pounds. Someone asked me on Facebook to what percentage was that. So right. I am down 19.6% of my original weight when I started. So,
woohoo. And congratulations.
How did you do?
I maintained. It's awesome. I stayed in the same pound range.
Mm-hmm.
So I've lost 85. It was 85.6, but I think I need to keep it at my max.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 0.6 more. So we can add 0.6 on. So as a total, we have lost 175.2. Thank you, Mr. Math.
Yep.
And then our grand total is
175.2.
What is that? Oh, the total for this week is
1.4.
Yep. And then it's 175.2. Who fails at doing notes? Renee failed at doing notes.
Then our frog pants totals that Renee did for us today, for 240 people, we all have lost 2,835.8 pounds.
Yay.
That's 11.82 pounds per person. So great job, everybody.
Great job, everybody. Everybody's still going strong. I'm proud of everyone.
Yep.
Just feels good. And because when you tell people that you're just doing it with diet, they seem so amazed.
Yep.
Like, really?
Yep.
Wow. But it's easier than it. But so we have a try this.
Yeah, we do. So
this is our third one from Australia?
Yep, our third try this that we got from our great friend Lita in Australia.
I already opened mine, so I wouldn't be wrestling all crazy.
Well, I was doing other stuff.
I am thoughtful of our listeners.
Well, actually, last week, I mm-hmm. opened yours for you and handed it to you.
That's very good.
But unlike, you know.
My stuff is flipped, so they can't really read it. There you go. Look at Jay's.
So.
These are called twisties.
Yeah, we have twisties here. They're from Australia.
Let me smell it.
They
aren't twisted like I thought they'd be. I thought they'd be like a spiral shape.
So we're trying these today. I think they're like Cheetos, it look like.
They don't smell like Cheetos.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I'm first?
Yep, you're first today. I'm excited about these. So twisties are from, like I said, from my friend Lita. Mm. From Australia, and Twisty Cheese flavored snacks contains gluten, contains milk or milk product, contains soybean product.
Or soybean product.
Yep.
So, for me, the taste starts off not like a Cheeto, but it ends like a Cheeto. Weirdly, it has the back taste is almost like Cap'n Crunch after you've eaten it for a while. It's kind of odd.
Huh.
But, it's not bad.
No, it's
not. For snack food. It's better than Vegemite.
Yep.
So, cheese twisties. But I don't think I could eat a whole bag of them. They're really strong.
Yeah.
People in other countries like these a little stronger. Well, apparently, we're weak.
Or actually, I think is the Americans getting it wrong. It's like the beer in America is watered down. The mainstream beer.
We have weak palates.
No, I think our companies are just getting lazy, and they're trying to find different ways to make money, and they're cutting ingredients. So I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean that's what they're doing. I mean,
America's a horrible, horrible place.
I know it's a horrible place. I know some of our listeners would agree with that.
Yeah.
No, I love America. I'm glad to be American.
You gotta say that before they come knocking on your door.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get somebody to come knocking on my door. So today, wrapping up Renee's birthday celebration weekend, we went to Guacamole, which is a, not your traditional mainstream, Mexican restaurant.
Yes. And it was, I knew that going in, but it was even more so non-traditional
it
than
was
I
very,
thought.
It was very,
hippie dippy, yeah. Kind of. So to start off with, we ordered queso fundido.
Yep, queso fundido, which is like a, it was pretty much.
It was cheese with mushrooms and chorizo and peppers and onions. But it wasn't like, we thought it was going to be like.
A dip.
A dip cheese. But it's more like, it's like stream. It's like mozzarella, but it's so stringy. Like we couldn't even break it. It was nuts. It was okay. Right. I don't remember what type of cheese it was, but it was okay. And they gave us tortillas with it. And at first I was like, why'd they give us tortillas?
I know, right?
And then I was like, it's like a cheese roll up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a cheese roll up.
So we asked for chips, so I was throwing little pieces of it on chips. But we also asked for salsa.
Yep. And they just didn't bring out with your regular old salsa that Jay makes with tomatoes and everything else.
Oh, I remember that salsa. That was good salsa.
They came and brought like this red pepper salsa that had a little sweet flavor to it. This verde jalapeno type salsa that was medium. And then this quote unquote spicy one, that, which was rojo or whatever.
It was spicy. Come on.
Okay. It was a little spicy. But it was a creamy salsa. So
yeah, it was red and yeah, so it didn't have any chunks in it. It was all creamy. So that, I don't even think they have regular salsa.
Oh no. Oh no. You know they don't.
So that was interesting. And then I ordered tacos al carbon,
mm-hmm.
which are basically just steak tacos with other stuff. And Jay ordered
carnitas.
My tacos al carbon came out looking fancy.
Mm-hmm.
They were good, just greasy. I was holding the taco and I just saw a pool of grease because my first bite, I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, that's grease.
What's that thing down my hand?
It was good, but I didn't want to eat too much because I knew it would hurt my stomach. So I was like, okay. And the beans and rice are served in a bowl side by side. So
yep.
I like that because I like to mix my food. But.
Yep. And then we were going to try this evening.
You didn't say what you got.
Oh, I still got the carnitas.
Oh, okay.
It was good. I mean, it was carnitas. It was really traditional.
You can't change up.
It was really straight up carnitas with the pickled onions. Oh,
okay.
On it.
Is that what it does? Okay.
Sometimes you get onions at the, it had the Habana Rumba twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. You know,
I don't know if I go back.
I didn't eat everything. If somebody else wants to go, I'll go with them.
Yes. Somebody said, hey, then I'll go. But I'm not going to just go because it's a little expensive for what it is.
Right. And then, too, when we go back, we know we'll share a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to try the triple threat nacho from BW3's today.
But we backed out. I'm not sure why.
Because I was getting close to finishing Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. And if we went there, Jay might not have got done with it.
Right.
So instead, we went and got Burger King.
We haven't had Burger King in a very, very, very long
time. I had
a
Whopper Jr. and some fries, and I thought I was going to die of happiness. It was so good.
Yep. It's been a while.
I love how you get like excited about little things like that when you haven't had them in a while. So, yeah, we've had some awesome food this week, and I hope we have awesome food next week. And that's all I have to say about food. What are you doing?
Odds and ends.
Hello.
That was actually weird because I had pressed the button to play.
Really?
I did. So birthdays this week.
I didn't put in the notes. Yay me.
All right.
But I have it up. Lonnie. Birthday is March 19th, which is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday Lonnie.
She is in France right now doing some school stuff there. So she's pretty lucky. Do you know of anybody else's birthday?
School Bus. You remember School Bus?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
I do. Sean. Yeah.
Sean's birthday is today. So
oh, that's awesome. Happy birthday School Bus.
Yep. And then last week, before the show, I failed to check our email, and we had a voicemail from Nikki. Nikki's birthday was on Sunday, and we gave her a personal song and everything else. And she actually called in and left us a voicemail. So I'm going to go ahead and play her voicemail. So here we go.
Hi, Jay and Renee. This is Nikki from Nashville. First, I wanted to say thank you for birthday wishes and song on last week's podcast. It really made my day. Since my normal work week includes working on Monday evenings, I don't get into the chat room very often. But I am looking to transfer jobs, and when I do, you'll get to see me up there more often. Yay, I can't wait. But before I hang up and head into work, I wanted to return the favor and wish Renee a happy, happy birthday this week. Renee, I hope you have a super splendiferous birthday and stretch the celebration out all weekend long. I can't wait to give you both a big hug in person at Nerdtacular this summer. For now, big virtual hugs. Hasta luego, mis amigos.
Aww.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
That was
a
so
second
good.
Voicemail.
Yay! I'm so excited. We got two.
Yep. So, but yeah, if you guys ever want to call in or anything else like that, you can call in and leave us a voicemail just like Nikki.
You can. Just like Nikki.
So, Renee, how are some ways they can get in contact with us?
If you want to contact us, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can see our blog, including our show notes, recipes, and videos at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is, I realized. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast.
The Facebook page. What is going on?
I don't know. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Valentine Cast. That part's new.
It is.
So there you go.
If you want to call us like Nikki did. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. To spell cowboy is C-A-O-B-O-I. Again, our outro music is given to us. we're given permission by Pretty Lights Music to allow us to use our music for our outro and intro. Our food podcast segment is from John Anilio. You can see him at johnanilio.com. He's going to be at NerdTector 2013. If you're going, let us know. We'd like to hang out with you and everything else. So thank you, chat room.
Thanks, chat room. You all are awesome as usual.
I know you guys sided with Renee on mainstream. But I think Jeff had a point. Like you said, there's a slider.
There is. Some are more mainstream than others.
Right.
But then some are not mainstream at all. And some are totally mainstream. Michael Jackson would be totally mainstream.
I can get with that. Now, to say Tyler Perry in the movies was not mainstream, I don't get with. Now,
okay,
if he was slightly mainstream, I can get with that.
He was mostly not mainstream. See, how about that?
Why you gotta say mostly not mainstream?
Because he was mostly.
Why can't you just
not
say slightly mainstream?
Because mostly is different from slightly.
Right. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
You just want to be difficult. Woman.
Do you know Jeff is hanging with Americans on the 4th of July? That is not allowed. People from Canada.
He's going to hang with us. He asked me what I was going to be doing.
I know. He can't.
For 4th of July. And I told him, you know, most of my ritual is just hanging out with family and eating barbecue. So,
yeah.
You've done that before with me. So,
yep.
You're going to be bored to death. So, but what I wonder what little Tiny Tina has to say.
Hey, yo, I got stuff I need done, boy.
All right, boy, let's do this.
Sup. I got a job for you. I got a job.
All right. You guys have a great week, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. Now, that's not mainstream.
On the flip side?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So, who doesn't know about C on the flip side?
I don't know. I'm just fucking around. Whoops.
Make it rain.
Oh, I think I'm going to drop the F-bomb.
That's okay. That's
don't go
fine.
Back and listen to that.
Don't.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later before I get in
Bye.
Trouble.
Bye.